Welcome back to the OU Daily International Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 24th day of the month of Adar. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Moshe Schachter of Beis Medrash Mekor HaChaim in Chicago, Illinois, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Schachter slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, which are Perek Chav Gimel, Kuf Chav Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 23, 121, and 130. And as always, it will be followed by the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Schachter.
Thank you, Naftali Herman. It's my pleasure to speak on behalf of the OU Daily Chizuk Call. So we are holding an amazing time in between Purim and Pesach, right before Pesach, and maybe we can have a drop of an insight into the Haggadah, the upcoming holiday of Pesach. We have the four sons, and the wicked son asks, why are you doing this service? And we get all upset at him because he said, why are you doing it, as opposed to saying, why are we doing this? But it's very questionable. I mean, he just doesn't know what we're doing. Why do we get so upset? I want to answer with a story about a man named Benny Gross. Okay, now, why would I say a story about Benny Gross? He's my grandfather. So Benny Gross came to America in 1936 because the winds of the World War II were blowing in Hungary. His father sent him to America in 1936, and he told him, you know, of course I want you to find a girl, but do me one favor. Before you decide to marry this girl, I must get correspondence from her father. In the olden days, that was very important. Maybe it should still be important, but definitely that's how it was. So he met a girl. He liked her very much. They dated for a little while. And like the good son that he was, he sent correspondence to his father in Hungary from the father of the girl. And to his disappointment, a few weeks later, he gets a letter back from his father who lived in Hungary. And his father said, you cannot go ahead with this shidduch. You cannot marry this girl. And he said, I'll tell you why. The man wrote me a beautiful letter, how he's excited to have you as a son-in-law, but not one time in that entire letter did he write God's name. Not one time did he say, thank God. Not one time did he say, please God. Not one time did he say, God willing. A girl who grows up in a home where somebody could present himself in a letter to someone else and never once mention God's name, then such a girl cannot marry my daughter. And to my grandfather's credit, he did not go ahead with the shidduch. He did not marry her, even though he liked her very much. It's a tremendous lesson in life, such an easy lesson. But a Jew always says, God willing, please God, thank God. It should be part of our vernacular. When somebody meets you, wherever it is, how's your day? Thank God. Makes no difference. Jew, non-Jew. If anything, all the more important to say thank God. Let's look in the wicked son's question. He says, what is this service to you? But he doesn't say, what is this service that God commanded you? He omits Hashem's name. For that we say, oh, he's taking himself out of the community, because a Jew always finds a way to always include Hashem in everything that he's doing. Okay, I hope you like the message. Now we will begin with a recital of Tehillim, of Psalms. We're going to start in Kapitel Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Yechzor, Minas Desha Yarbitzeni, Almei Menucha Sinaleni, Napshi Yeshevev, Yancheni Bimagle Tzedek Leman Shemoi, Gamki Elech Begeit Hamavas, Loi Ira Ra, Ki Atra Imadi, Shiftecha Umishan Techa, Hemo Yenachamuni, Taroich Leponai Shulchan Neget Tzeroroi, Dishanta Bashemen Roishi, Koisi Revoya, Ach Toiva Chesed, Yirdifuni Koi Mechayai, Vishavti Vibes Adinoi, Li'erech Yamen. Now we will turn to chapter Kuf Chaf Aleph, that's chapter 121, begins with the words Shir Lamales, Esa Enai El Heharim, Me'ayin Yavai Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adinoi Oise, Shemayim Ba'aretz, Al Yitain Lamoit Raglecha, Al Yonam Shemrecha, Hine Lo Yonam Velo Yishan Shemer Yisrael, Adonai Shemrecha, Adonai Tzilcha Ayadi Minecha, Yoimam Hashemesh Lo Yakecha, V'yareach Balayla, Adonai Yishmarcha Mikol Ra, Yishmar Es Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmar Tzeisa Vayecha, Me'atavi Adonai Lo. And we will conclude with chapter 130, Kuf Lamed, Kapitel Kuf Lamed, Shir Hamalais Mimamakim, Krasicha Adinoi, Adinoi Shima Bakoili, Tiena Aznecha Kashuvas Lakoil Tachnoi, Im Avoina Sishmarya, Adinoi Miyamoi, Ki Imcha Haslicha Laman Tivare, Kivisi Adinoi Kivsa Navshi Lidvaroi Hoi Cholti, Navshi Ladinoi Mishamim Laboiker, Shamim Laboiker, Yachel Israel El Adinoi, Ki Im Adinoi Hachesed Vaharbe Moi Fedus, Buhu Yiftes Yisrael Mikol Avonasav. Now we will say the Mishaberach for Cholim, the blessing for people who are not well. Mishaberach Avetzeinu Avraham Yisrael Yaakov Moshe Aaron Dova Yishloim Buhu Yivorach Yirafe Es Kol HaCholim Bavur Shekulonim Mispalim Bavurim Tzchar Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimolei Racham Aleim Lachzikam Lachyosam Lachpoisam Lachzikam Lachyosam Yish Lehem Erev Pur Shlema Min HaShemayim V'chol Eberim, V'chol Dizem, V'chol Shari Sol, Fus and Epistle Gurus Haguf, Hasha Bagol, Isman Karib, and Emarame. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Schechter. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered with Tova for good. And may the Ribbono Nesha Olam, the Master of the World, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Nachi Klein of the Young Israel of Northridge, Northridge, California. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy,